We're not too superstitious with things. My mother told me not to. She says Muslim children are not allowed to do it. Can you tell me why, please?
When is a good call? You know what's it? Could you understand what he said? Superstitions, and your mother says don't believe in superstitions. And do you want to hear from me why you shouldn't believe in superstitions?
Yes.
Isn't it so? But first tell me one good why you believe, in superstitions. One good reason for that. Because not to believe is a negative thing, and you don't have to give reasons for just a negative statement. If I say, I don't see any ghost in this this big in the mosque, you ask me, give me a good reason why, that would be an illogical question. Because this is a negative statement. But had I made a positive statement and told you that I see a ghost in this mosque, then you had every right to ask me for some good reasons why I should try to prove that statement. So, because superstition is a negative aspect of one's thinking, this is why those who do not believe in superstitions don't have to offer good reasons for that. Those who believe in superstitions, it is for them to offer reasons. So I want you to explain why you believe in superstitions. And what is the nature of superstitions in which you believe, please? Will you throw some light on this? What is it that you want to believe in, yet your mother would not let you have that? Answer me before you go to sleep. Please don't be worried. I mean, don't get embarrassed. Just take it casually and just think of something which you had in mind particularly. What was it, in fact? Forgotten? No. You remember? Forgotten? Totally? I think you have become a bit nervous, eh? If you come closer to me, you'll be all right. Come on, here. Come and stand by my side and talk to me. Who's your father? Assalamu alaikum. Who's your father?
Shahid.
Huh? Shahid. I see. And where do you live? Here? That's right. So, what is it that you believed in which your mother didn't want you to believe? What in particular?
It's like, if the beast break on the land, or you get bad luck.
Uh-huh, that you believed. You were afraid that you would get bad luck. Or did you really believe in it?
No, I really believed in it.
You believed in it. Why? Who told you this?
No, my friends told me.
Friends, it's all hocus pocus. Don't believe. I mean, there's nothing truth, no truth in it. Your luck will run high as long as Allah so wishes. And if Allah abandons someone, then the luck begins to run low and nobody can lift it again. So those who believe in Allah, they shouldn't believe in superstition, because Allah is the reality and superstition is the child of imagination. You understand? So, your luck is quite safe with your Allah. You pray to Allah and nobody can hurt your luck at all. Be confident about that. Okay? Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.